Okay, it is Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, and we have an EMOM today that involves power cleans, GHD sit-ups, and calories on the rower, and there's even a rest minute in there. So for the power cleans, we're saying that 60 to 70% of your one rep max would be a good loading for this. And how we have it laid out here is minute number one, power cleans. Minute number two, GHD sit-ups. Minute number three, calories on the rower. Minute number four, rest. So the clock continues to run. You transition from one station to another. And that 20-minute EMOM basically means that there's a task assigned to each minute, which I just laid out. It's 4 minutes. Power clean, GHD in minute two, row in minute three, rest in minute four. If you do that 5 times, that gets you to 20 minutes. So that's the 20-minute EMOM right there. I also wrote down to work for 40 seconds out of each minute. So you're going to do power cleans for the first 40 seconds in that minute. And then for the 20 seconds, you know, you transition over to the GHD or whatnot. You do 40 seconds worth of GHD sit-ups in that second minute. For the final 20 seconds, you transition over to the rower, get strapped in there. You row your tail off for 40 seconds. You get 20 seconds of rest there in that third minute, and then you get a full minute rest in minute number four. And again, you do that 5 times through. Ideally, those power cleans don't need to be touch and go. They can be quick singles, that's just fine, whichever one treats you better, but you're gonna get as many safe, good reps as you can in that 40 second window. Same with the GHD sit-ups, whether you go to parallel, whether you go all the way down, or whether you do something other than GHD sit-ups. And then for the row, since it's a 40 second row, the goal is for it not to be a casual row. The goal is for 40 seconds that you're gonna row fast and furious, obviously with good technique, and then you get, you know, rest before you go ahead and do it again. So that's our 20-minute EMOM for the day. Hope everybody enjoys it. There's a gymnastics movement, there's a monostructural movement, there's a barbell movement in there, a little something for everybody. For the wildcard option, we're gonna just take out the GHD sit-up and replace it with the V-up. And that's gonna probably work well for a lot of people. And as we all know, V-ups are tough. 40 seconds of V-ups is no joke. The scaled option, it's got power cleans. We knocked down the percentage on that a little bit. It has sit-ups for minute number two, anchored or unanchored. And then it has the row, of course, in minute number three, you've got rest, minute number four. And the limited equipment crew, dumbbell power cleans, V-ups, and then in minute number three, a 200 meter sprint. So not 200 meter shuttle, not a down and back, just a 200 meter straight line sprint. And then of course you get your rest. So should be a fun workout. Some good pulling off the ground, but not going overhead, pulling off the ground, but not going below parallel. Exactly what we need, because we're going overhead tomorrow and we're going below parallel tomorrow. And we're doing it with a significantly different loading than most likely what was on the bar today for the power clean. So I will see you then.